Verse 39 would be increased with glory, and it would, the Catholicism would honor it with gold and silver and precious stones. Now, brothers and sisters, if you're not aware of it, today the fastest growing religion in the world is the Marian movement. This is a book by the Marian movement of priests, and this religion, although it's a branch of Catholicism, the worship of the Mother of God, supposedly, Mary, is sweeping the world. There is over 5,000, at the printing of this book, and this book's a few years old, over 5,000 priests in the Marian movement alone that believe that they are receiving messages, direct messages from Mary or Joseph or Jesus that correspond to the ushering in of a millennium of peace. Now, in our day, this is a Sunday paper from this week in Tacoma, Protestant America, Tacoma, Washington. And you'll notice on the front here, the procession, it says, Virgin Mary honored in Tacoma procession. Brothers and sisters, in Protestant America, the Virgin Mary is appearing and being worshipped. This is a magazine article from U.S. News and World Report from October 27, 1997. And this is a picture of people here that are looking up for the apparitions of Mary that occur in Conyers, Georgia, once a month, the second Sabbath of the month, I believe. And they have over 500,000 people come to this town in Georgia to witness the apparitions each month. Now, this is Protestant America. And at the same time that these apparitions are occurring, we see the media of the world lifting up the idea of Mary over and over to those that are out in the world. Here's one from Newsweek, the meaning of Mary, her struggle. The struggle over her role grows within the church. Now, this one here is of interest in my mind, and it's of interest for this reason. This book here, Thunder of Judgment, you may have heard of. This is probably the most well-known Catholic book that documents the history of the apparitions of Mary in this century. And this book puts forth certain conclusions about the prophecies that Mary has been bringing to the world. It says that she's bringing four different conclusions, that there's going to be a great miracle in the near future. First a warning, then a great miracle, then a chastisement, and then an era of peace. And it's in our last presentation, we emphasized the information that came through the